morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
We've been studying a lot about Lazarus, the story of Lazarus in John's Gospel, chapter 11 there. Today's topic is really about, we're at that point in the story where Jesus is asked for the stone to be rolled away. The ladies kind of cry out, "Lord, he's been dead 4 days, he stinketh." There's a foul odor coming from there. Roll away the stone anyways. Everybody else we kind of imagine turns away and gags. But not Jesus. We discovered that if we're in the Lazarus position, particularly with our own tomb of death, our own stench of addiction, we stinketh too. All right. But yet Jesus faces us in our stench and calls us out by name. Jeff, come out. And we discover that this is a voice of love, that when everybody else seems to turn away, Jesus faces us in our stench and still calls us with that voice of love to come out of our place of death. All right. Well then, if I could get somebody to maybe read verses 30, John 11, about 39 through 44. How's that? Will somebody have that?
I do.
All right, go ahead, dear.
"Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
Okay, thank you. So for today's edition of Word Made Flesh, I'd kind of like to focus primarily on that verse 44. Right? Lazarus comes out, says his hands and feet are bound, and there's a cloth over his face. So we talk about sometimes when that voice calls us, we're going to have to stumble out of our tomb. Right? It's going to be very difficult. We're going to be a little disoriented, whatever. And we still have something that binds us. We're moving towards the voice. We're moving towards the light. We're moving towards life, but we still are bound. Right? So today I want to talk about what binds us. Right? We can call them our grave cloths if you'd like. I think before we went on the air, you were given a list of five dominant grave cloths. Right? Can someone please share those with our listening audience?
Sure. Self-rejection, fear, guilt, shame, and disappointment.
Thanks. Thank you. Because when we come out of the tomb, right, we're still wearing the outer realities, right, of what holds us. These grave cloths of that Dan shared with us, they represent those outer realities. We may be moving towards Jesus, but we're still hanging on to things like self-rejection, things like fear, things like guilt, things like shame and blame, things like disappointment. Right? We're hanging on to those. It's interesting that if we went to Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 3, we see that God lets Adam name the animals. There's something interesting in naming something. parents name their child. Toddlers seem to say, what is that? And we say, well, that is whatever it is. It has a name. Somehow these names, these words help us communicate. And so as we're journeying through our time here at Lenawee County Mission, it's important that we can name our grave cloths. That we can identify and communicate, this is the outer reality that I need to kind of shed. And yes, at the end of there, Jesus says, unbind him, let him go. He invites those other witnesses to this this event to help take off those grave cloths. That somehow or another this is a community event, that we don't just name them and disrobe on our own. So out of that list of grave cloths, let's hear from you on maybe one, two, three, all of them, I don't know, of those five that kind of jump out and resonate with your own life experience, your own tomb experience. So when Jesus has called you while you're here at Lenawee County Mission and you're responding to that voice, what would you name as your grave cloths?
Well, I'm guilty of a lot of things. I'm guilty, anger about the things I've done. Shameful about the things I've done. Disappointed in myself by saying that.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. I mean, I think C.S. Lewis once said, you know, that guilt is kind of a barometer given to us by God. It's kind of built in. It helps us realize we've done something wrong. It's kind of this false guilt that we want to avoid. It's when people try to play judge, jury, and executioner in our life. Right? They want to continuously beat us down and hold something from our past continuously over us. And we've talked about that here. I mean, when you're trying to bounce back from a life of addiction, your past life is what a lot of people remember. They're going to continue to identify you and label you in that past life. And so you may encounter some of that. So there's kind of a healthy guilt, you know, that resonates within our conscience that, whoops, I did something wrong. Right? And then there's that false guilt where we hear those voices, you know, that judge us, execute us, try us, all that kind of stuff, and that leads us right back into self-rejection. I start listening to those voices rather than the voice of Jesus is calling me out of the tomb. Right? And it's like, well, yeah, you're right. I did do that. That does make me, less than human, if you want to say. Therefore, there's no way God could love me. Well, then we're not hearing the voice that calls us out. Right? So we have to be real careful with that grave cloth known as guilt. It can easily lead us right into that first one, self-rejection. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've touched base on all those self-rejection. I've been going through shelters and such for the last 5 years. And my family has actually always surrounded me. But it's me knowing that I'm just kind of thinking I was a piece of crap, you know, the fear of trying another one here at the mission, you know, and failure again, you know, guilt from what I've done to my family, the things I put them through, you know, and it'll change for a little while, but then, you know, I go back to my same old pattern, you know, drinking, drugging, stealing, thieving, hurting them emotionally. Not physically, thank God. So am I ashamed? Oh, heck yeah. You know, and it gets, I can blame it on anything, of course, because I'm that type of person, you know. I wouldn't be doing this if this was that way. And it's a terrible thing. Accepting my true identity. I've done that at periods of time, and this time I think I'm taking a very much different look, thanks to a pastor's program here, and I'm finding a lot of things in my past that I have to deal with today. Things I was hanging on to that needed to be changed, being admitted, and just bring them out in the open. And that seeking of God and just, you know, letting Him have everything for once. You know, not just a part of me. He's got to have it all. And that is changing me to somebody I can stand to look at in the mirror now. Mm. So that's a positive for me. But I went through, you go through all of them for me anyway, but I'm on a road to a healing, I believe, from the inside out.
Good.
That's important.
Yeah, I think we all have all kinds of fears. And we have to stay on point with those. And we have the fear of our health. You know, I mean, we live in a culture that, what happens if I die? You need life insurance. What happens if I get sick and I get a major illness or something? I better have health care. I mean, fear kind of moves us towards these types of securities, you know. Fear of relationships, yeah, does anybody love me? Fear of security, do I have enough money? I mean, it can go on and on. In each of those, just as you said, Austin, we need to come back that despite some of those realities, and we have responsibilities in some of those areas, right? I'm not going to negate that. But that my life, as Jeff said, really belongs to God. And I think God's the one who speaks to me in a voice of love, and that's the voice I'm going to respond to. And that's why John would say in his letter, perfect love casts out all fear. Right? Blame and shame is kind of an interesting grave cloth. Right? There are times we're guilty. Right? And there's... We're going to be wrong at times. And blame is just that. I am wrong. Right? I've done wrong. Right? Shame is when we start thinking that my identity is one of wrong. I am wrong. Not that I've done wrong. And so we start losing that. Now, there's some, in a sense, therapeutic, rehabilitative qualities to shame and guilt. If we admit that, oh, yeah, I was wrong. You know, I did something wrong, but that doesn't mean that's my identity. Then we can use that in a healthy way, that's a barometer that we can either learn from our mistakes so we don't do it again. We can change, right? So it has that value. But it's when we cling to those, that blame and shame, particularly when we have that combined with disappointments, to where, as you said, creates a sense of resentment, bitterness, anger, etc., etc. And the more we combine the two of those, well, then we start identifying ourselves in negative terms, and now we have self-rejection. And so a lot of these five grave cloths that we're speaking about today really interact with one another, and I think we can see how they can hold us in our tomb, how they bind us, particularly as we're trying to journey from a life of addiction to a life of freedom. All right, gentlemen, I thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.